Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 8 of Video Game Radio. Today I'm talking about Shining Force. Shining Force is the second game in the Shining series, with Shining in the Darkness being the first. In this episode, I will only be discussing Shining Force 1, and then sometime in the future I'll be talking about Shining in the Darkness and Shining Force 2. Climax Entertainment began making games like Shining in the Darkness and Landstalker in the 16-bit era, and some of their staff went on to create Matrix Software, who is still around today. They developed the Final Fantasy 3 and 4 remakes for Nintendo DS, and a bunch of other Final Fantasy remakes and spin-offs. Sonic Software Planning began as a division of Sega called CD4. Then around 1998, when Shining Force 3 came out for Sega Saturn, they had changed their name to what we now know today, Camelot. Camelot Software Planning has created games such as Golden Sun and Mario Golf, the Game Boy Advance. They are still making games today, as they are currently developing Mario Tennis Aces for the Nintendo Switch. An especially notable figure in all of this is Hiroyuki Takahashi. He's produced 12 games in the Shining series, and 10 games in the Mario Golf and Tennis series. In addition to that, he was part of the Enix team that made the Dragon Quest games for NES, along with all three Golden Sun games. Now let's take a look at the game itself. But first, what should I call you? In Shining Force, you control Max, an amnesiac swordsman who lives in the Kingdom of Guardiana. Guardiana is attacked by General Kane and the King of Runefaust, King Ramladu, who are both under the control of Darksoul. Through the story, we learn that Kane and the main character Max are brothers and ancient protectors whose sole purpose is to stop the return of the Dark Dragon. And Darksoul's sole purpose is to bring him back. A few of the notable characters are Henri, the princess of Guardiana who was away at training when the kingdom fell, Domingo, a hyper-intelligent alien who owes allegiance to Max only after you find his egg and have it incubated, Adam, a robot encountered later in the game whose sole purpose is to protect Max. In Shining Force, you can recruit units such as dragons, birdmen, wolflings, these dog-like humanoids called Kyantols, an armadillo steam knight, samurais, ninjas, an old man in a gyrocopter named Kokichi, and a hamster-like creature named Yogurt was included as an Easter egg. Each character is assigned a class that unlocks specialized skills as they level up, and most classes have an upgraded version. For example, Guntz begins as an armadillo steam knight, and once he hits level 10, he can be promoted to a steam baron. Units take turns depending on their speed stat and move around the map similarly to Fire Emblem. When units take an action like attacking or casting a spell, we get an awesome full-scale look at the animations and characters. And the monsters are classic designs like golems, gargoyles, and lizard men. There are 12 bosses in the game, such as a marionette master leading an army of dire clowns and evil puppets, or the honorable dragon man named Elliot, who reluctantly battles Max in service to the possessed king of Runefaust. Music was also given a lot of attention in Shining Force, as you can hear in the background. All of the themes are very strong and memorable. Let's just listen to some of those now. That's all for this episode of VGR. Hit me up on Twitter if you have any comments or topics you want to hear about on future episodes. You can find me at VGR_podcast.